I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Aid organizations fear the food crisis could further destabilize Haiti. Skyrocketing food prices led to deadly protests and the ouster of the nation's prime minister. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says the crisis means for Haiti is going through their supplies quickly. She says even now there are ministry opportunities.
We got our shipment of beans when we were down to 10 bags that they could see. God came through in time. So that the doors are still open to show that God is providing and the people are getting the witness of that.
Next, Algeria is cracking down on 26 of their 50 Protestant congregations. Compass Direct News reports that an Algerian Christian was handed a 2-year suspended sentence for proselytism, even though the sentence is considered a violation of their Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which affirms the right to show your faith publicly. The man plans to appeal the sentence and the large fine. Pray that he's freed from this unjust punishment. And the unwanted children of India face a dark future. India Partners' Brent Hample says they're helping a partner shine some light on the streets of Andhra Pradesh.
Little Lamps Children's Home is run by a pastor and his wife who started taking children off the street, and they want to expand. They have some land that's been donated next door, so we're trying to raise about $30,000 to build a 1,200-square-foot children's home that will house 24 children.
Funds and prayer support are needed to keep the light shining. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2 from Discovery House Music. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.